This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz, and for the next 4 to 5 minutes, this is Morning Devotions. It was Eleanor Roosevelt many years ago who once said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." Now, I think that's a really good statement because many people today feel a great sense of inferiority. They don't know what to do about it. They feel trapped. And you hear them say things like, "I'm no good. I'll never amount to anything." And it's this damaging self-talk that really makes people very miserable and unhappy. And we sometimes feel that other people, and that includes our friends, they're more talented than we are, they've got greater success, and we feel they're kind of looking down on us and find us very unattractive. And that can cause feelings of anger, depression, and in some cases can make us feel isolated from other people. Now, this is an important topic, and today and tomorrow I want to just touch on this because it might be helpful. Now, feeling inferior is a horrible feeling. Now, let's remember this, that no one is born inferior. We are each equal in the sight of God. Babies are just themselves. Babies watch other people, especially the parents, what they say, what they do, how they react, and they draw their own conclusions from what they see. And sometimes their parents show that they themselves are not confident. So that child concludes, well, I must be inferior as well. That's usually how it happens. And if you feel inferior to other people, the chances are that you acquired this feeling in childhood and it just stayed with you. Now, the problem is how we feel about ourselves, and that determines things like the work we decide to do in life, the relationships we make, the friendships, how safe we feel in life. Now, if we don't value ourselves, we'll never be happy. So let me just give you a glimmer of hope this morning that that can change, because feeling inferior is simply an idea. You've got a conclusion in life that life has handed you this. Now, that can be changed. Now, remember, too, that everyone has their share of disappointments and separation, failure and heartache, and we need to cope with life the best way we can. It was the respected psychiatrist called Dr. Smiley Blanton, and he tells of a story of a man called Gillespie. And Gillespie, as an adult, had a crippling inferiority complex. He was what we call emotionally paralyzed. And he went to see a counsellor for help, and the counsellor was able to go back with him to when he was 14. And at school one day, a teacher took him to the front of the class and said in a loud voice in front of all the class, "Your brains are smaller than a nutshell." And Gillespie never forgot those damaging, terrible words, and they went deep down into his subconscious. So it was no wonder that Gillespie felt that way, and there are many people feeling just like that. Feeling emotionally wounded, if you like. Now, the good news is that God made us, as I've said, and he loves us because you are the central object of the divine affection of God. In other words, God loves you with an eternal love. And how do I know that? Because the Bible says that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and that you can enjoy eternity with him. So, if you believe that, as I do, there is no need to feel inferior. When you remember that God thinks, yes, you're okay, you are worth everything by sending his son to die for you. The Bible says, of course, that God so loved the world. Now, that big world out there includes you and me. And Jesus reminded people that they are made in the image of God. In fact, Jesus even said one day, the hairs of your head are numbered. He said, you're more valuable to God than the birds of the air. So we're not a biological accident. We're not here because of that, but because of the plan of God. So our life is God's idea. So there is no need to go through life with an inferiority complex because you bear the image, if you like, or the stamp of the eternal God. The Apostle Paul told the Romans there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And you can read that for yourself if you have a Bible in Romans 8, verse 1. In Jesus Christ, we are new people, and we don't need to feel inferior to others. Well, Eternal Father, your unchangeable love is the same today as it has been throughout the generations. Your truth came in the person of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that Jesus showed us a new way of mercy and grace so we don't need to feel inferior, Lord. We can hold our head high because of who we are and for the fact of your great love. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.